The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. #MDA2021. Zolgensma continues to prevent motor function decline for 5 years. Zolgensma, previously known as AVXS-101, is a gene therapy initially developed by AveXis, now part of Novartis, which is further developing and marketing the treatment. It targets the underlying genetic cause of spinal muscular atrophy. Zolgensma was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2019 to treat all types of SMA in newborns and toddlers up to age 2 through a single intravenous administration. This approval makes Zolgensma the second disease-modifying treatment for SMA and its first gene therapy. The Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare approved Zolgensma in March 2020 for the treatment of SMA in patients under 2. Zolgensma was also granted conditional approval by the European Commission in May 2020 for patients with type 1 SMA or 3 or fewer SMN2 gene copies who weigh 21 kilograms, around 46 pounds, or less. Health Canada approved Zolgensma for the treatment of patients with 3 or fewer copies of the SMN2 gene or infantile onset SMA in December 2020. Zolgensma is designed to deliver a working copy of the SMN1 gene to motor neurons in SMA patients. A Phase 1 open-label clinical trial called START evaluated the safety, tolerability, and efficacy of Zolgensma in 15 infants up to 6 months old with SMA type 1. It assessed Zolgensma, given at a low or high dose, as a one-time injection into a vein in the arm or leg. Study results published at a 2-year cutoff date, when all were at least 20 months old, found none required permanent mechanical ventilation to assist with breathing. In comparison, only 8% of patients in the disease's natural history survived to the same age without permanent ventilation. 7 children in the high-dose group were completely independent of ventilatory assistance. A total of 11 toddlers had achieved and retained the ability to swallow independently, and 4 were able to feed themselves by mouth. Among the 12 infants who received Zolgensma at a high dose, 11 were able to achieve head control, 9 were able to roll at least 180 degrees from the back to both the left and right side. 11 of the children were able to sit unaided for at least 5 seconds, 10 for at least 10 seconds, and 9 for at least 30 seconds. Again, these were achievements normally never seen in babies with SMA type 1 in the absence of disease-modifying treatment. Overall motor skills were assessed using the CHOP-INTEND score. In the group given the high dose of Zolgensma, CHOP-INTEND scores increased by 9.8 points at 1 month following treatment, and by 15.4 points at 3 months. Of these 12 children, 11 attained and sustained a score of more than 40 points. At the study's 2017 cutoff, the children had a mean increase of 24.6 points. The 3 treated at low dose had a mean increase of 7.7 points. At a follow-up analysis at 24 months post-treatment, all 15 patients were still alive and did not require permanent ventilation. 2 more children in the high-dose group were able to sit unaided for 30 seconds or more. A total of 11 patients in this group reached a CHOP-INTEND score equal to or greater than 40, and 10 achieved scores of 50 or higher. These 15 children are now enrolled in a long-term safety study, where they are being monitored annually for up to 15 years, through December 2033. A Phase 3 trial called STRIVE included 22 infants with SMA type 1 to further assess the treatment's safety and effectiveness. Results in the 20 patients who completed the trial found their mean CHOP-INTEND score increased by an average of 6.9 points 1 month after treatment. 2 months later, scores had improved by 11.7 points. When the trial ended in November 2019, these 20 children also did not need ventilation, and 5 of the 6 patients who reached 18 months of age by study end were able to sit independently for 30 seconds. A similar trial in Europe called STRIVE-EU concluded in September 2020. Interim data from the trial as of December 2019 was presented at the 2020 World Muscle Society Virtual Conference and showed that 21 of the 33 patients were able to achieve developmental milestones not usually seen in children with SMA. An Asia-Pacific version of the trial, called STRIVE-AP, completed recruitment of two eligible infants at sites in Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea. The study is ongoing with results expected in June 2021. Another clinical trial, placed on an FDA-ordered clinical hold in October 2019, is testing different doses of Zolgensma in children with SMA type 2, whose symptoms usually appear between 7 and 18 months old. This Phase 1-2 trial, called STRONG, is assessing the safety and tolerability of two doses of Zolgensma, delivered as a single intrathecal infusion in 32 children 6 months to 5 years old. Patients are divided into two groups at the time of dosing. 3 patients received the lowest dose, 25 received the medium dose, and 4 received the highest dose level. STRONG is on a partial clinical hold while the FDA investigates preclinical findings of inflammation in primates given Zolgensma by spinal infusion. Similar inflammation has not been seen in children treated to date in the trial. Interim results of patients who were already given Zolgensma before the clinical hold showed significant improvements in the Hammersmith Functional Motor Scale Expanded scores and no new safety concerns between what is seen in the IV administration trials. The 12 children in the age 2 to 5 group who received the middle dose of Zolgensma achieved an average increase of 6 points in the HFMSE score, twice what was deemed to be a clinical improvement. The improvement in score is in contrast to the decrease in score that children with SMA usually display. Novartis announced they will also be starting a new intrathecal injection trial in older patients with SMA. The new trial was requested by the FDA to aid in the potential approval of intrathecal administration of Zolgensma for older patients. A Phase 3 clinical trial called SPRINT is investigating Zolgensma in presymptomatic infants thought to have SMA type 1, type 2, or type 3, and ages 6 weeks or younger. Interim results in 29 patients were promising, with several of the children being able to sit unaided and others being able to stand with assistance as they mature. Patients that have completed a clinical trial of Zolgensma will also be rolled into a long-term follow-up study where they will be monitored for up to 15 years after receiving Zolgensma. Zolgensma was approved by the FDA under a priority review on May 24, 2019, as a one-time IV treatment for people with any type of SMA up to age 2. Novartis opened a managed access program, which some refer to as a lottery, offering up to 100 treatments with Zolgensma each year to eligible young SMA children under age 2 outside the U.S. This MAP started in 2020. Zolgensma's use can increase serum aminotransferase, a liver enzyme, levels to a degree that is considered a serious adverse event. Rises in these levels, however, can be controlled with prednisolone. An article found that treatment with Zolgensma can also lead to a rare condition called thrombotic microangiopathy, characterized by the destruction of red blood cells, low levels of platelets, and blood clots in small blood vessels throughout the body. All 3 cases were able to be resolved through treatment. Zolgensma is expected to be a one-time, lifelong treatment, although enough time has not yet passed from its first clinical trials to know that with certainty. But it can only be used once for now because treated patients develop antibodies, an immune system response against the viral vector that serves as a transport agent, and these antibodies lower Zolgensma's effectiveness. This is a problem shared by gene therapies in development for other diseases that also use a viral vector.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Last week, when Alyssa posted in the forums about wheelchair wish lists, I noticed a common thread among the responses. Every answer had a list of why those features were necessary. None of them were just because it'd be cool or fun, even though that's a valid reason in my book. Justifying our needs at this point has become second nature. It gets tiring, though. As you may know, I'm working on acquiring a Jayco robotic arm. Surprise, surprise, it's been denied by my insurance. Apparently, it's not quote-unquote medically necessary. Currently, I'm working on an appeal. Yet again, I have to justify my existence and demonstrate how this device would make life possible. Can it be enough that life would just be easier with it? Thankfully, I have a great team that can guide me through the process. It's a little ironic that it takes an entire group of people to assert one person's independence. That's the process, though. For someone who can't stand, I've become an expert at jumping through hoops. It makes me think about those who don't have the support system to lend a hand. Their existence means just as much as mine. It's frustrating, to say the least. As I'm preparing this piece, my veterinarian just called. I'm on a program that provides service dogs with supplements to help maintain joints and support overall health. Of course, you need a veterinarian to request the products, and he's not familiar with them, so is hesitant to do so. Guess I'll be jumping through more hoops. What's the last thing you had to jump through hoops for? Any tips on making it easier? Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to share. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.